This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
So, I'm going to go over the guidelines for the contemplation because we have some new people with us today. Judy and Paula has joined. So listening deeply to the words of Shantideva, we are mindful of how they affect our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. And then as we settle into silence, we find and nurture our intentions for bodhicitta. We'll do that for a little bit, and then we'll start speaking. I will begin to let everyone know that it's that this is the time to speak, and we'll speak only aloud the words or phrases that we remember as best we can from the reading. So without commentary, just a phrase or two, like the wondrous jewel of bodhicitta, or whatever it might be. And then after each speaker, we allow silence again so that we take in the words of others and what words they heard. We're sharing this practice. So the words and phrases may be repeated by others or by oneself. That's all fine. And as we speak, we are noticing again with mindfulness what kind of emotions or thoughts, images, sounds that arise within us. And we notice what we feel is the essence of the text, what really spoke to us as universal, applicable to us all as humans who share language. And then we'll have a short period of silence then. And then we can each speak in our own words what came up for us. So that would be without a commentary or narrative or stories about, but just something like, I felt what Shantideva said about his mistakes really spoke to me. Whatever words are your words. So that's the basic form. And I'll begin with the reading. This is chapter 2, and it's called Purifying Negativity. To maintain this precious mind of bodhicitta, I make excellent offerings to the oceans of good qualities, the Buddhas, the stainless jewel of the holy Dharma, and the assembly of bodhisattvas. However many flowers and fruits there are, and all the different types of medicine, all the jewels there are in the world, and all the pure, refreshing waters. Holding these in my mind, I offer them well to the supreme beings, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. O compassionate ones, holy objects of offering, think of me kindly and accept what I offer. Lacking merit, I am destitute, and have nothing else that I can offer. Therefore, O protectors who think of the welfare of others, please accept these for my sake. Whatever harmful acts of body, speech, and mind I have done in a disturbed mental state toward the three jewels of refuge, my parents, my spiritual guides, and others, and all the grave wrongs done by me, so thoroughly vile and polluted with an abundance of faults. I openly declare to the guides of the world. Just like an experience in a dream, everything I now enjoy will become a mere recollection, for what has passed cannot be seen again. Remaining still neither day nor night, this life is continuously slipping away and never increases in duration. So why should not death come to one such as me? Therefore, from today, I go to refuge. I go for refuge to the conqueror Buddhas who protect living beings, who seek to give refuge to all living beings, and who, with their great strength, eradicate all fear. Likewise, I sincerely go for refuge to the Dharma they have realized, which dispels the fears of samsara, and to the assembly of bodhisattvas. Whatever I have done through ignorance and unknowing, be it the breaking of a vow or a deed by nature wrong, I request all the holy beings to free me from all my evils and faults. And since these bring only harmful results, in future I will not commit them again. And all the grave wrongs done by me.
I go to refuge to the Dharma and the assembly of bodhisattvas.
The stainless jewel of the Dharma.
Remaining still, neither day or night, this life is continuously slipping away.
What will become a mere recollection, for what has passed cannot be seen again.
What is past cannot be seen again. It's like a dream. For all my evil actions, I go for refuge to the objects of refuge. I hope I have the strength not to do them again.
To maintain the precious mind of bodhicitta.
I offer excellent gifts.
Lacking merit, I am destitute and have nothing else I can offer.
I feel destitute as well and lacking merit. I pray to the objects of refuge to accept this offering.
I have in my mind an image of a tanka that I saw once with so many bodhisattvas, all the bodhisattvas, I can go to refuge, bringing my offering of my faults.
All my ancient twisted karma.
Like a blind man finding a jewel in a heap of garbage.
I feel grateful to Shantideva's faith and the faith of this community that there is a jewel in the garbage.
I don't know if the offering I made and asked to have accepted was plum blossoms or shredded paper.
Think of me kindly and accept what I offer.
I bow deeply to the inexhaustible kindness. Of the Buddhas and the ancestors.
I bow deeply to all the bodhisattvas who are present here.
Thankful for feelings of all sorts.
With deepest gratitude for Shantideva's and for our wholehearted trust in the Dharma, in one another.
Remembering how the breath brings you to the present.
As my sister said here, and broke the spell in me, even these recollections are just a dream.
If I remember well, the present, we are moving into outdoor Kinhin, and so we will recite our bodhisattva vows and enjoy being outdoors if we have the opportunity to do that. And being with all the beings that are out there or that are in the other room or wherever we go next. So may our intentions equally extend to every being and place with the true merit of Buddha's way. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are endless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it. So enjoy your walking, and tomorrow, a little reminder, Paula is with us today, and she will be with you all tomorrow, all day, as I am elsewhere. So it will return to the usual Sesshin schedule, and thank you all, and thank you especially, Paula.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.